imperial leader, the life story of the foremost man of our time, Winston Churchill. And now, at the height of his adventures in the Boer War as war correspondent for the Morning Post, Churchill has escaped from prison and is fortunate enough to find shelter in the care of a British compatriot named Howard.
Who's there?
It's all right, Churchill. Hi, Howard.
How do you feel?
First rate, thanks. I dined well, had a good cigar and a whiskey. What more could a man ask?
You'll have to stay down here in the mine for a few days. The Boers are after you.
They've been here?
Yes, the field corner paid us a visit. He left this with me.
Oh. Look, I can't read Afrikaans. What does it say?
£25 sterling reward is offered by the sub-commission of the 5th Division on behalf of the special constable of the said division to anyone who brings the escaped prisoner of war, Churchill, dead or alive, to this office. Signed, Ludovic de Haas, secretary.
Dead or alive? That's pleasant.
Now, don't worry. You're quite safe here. Now, I'll tell you what to do. This mine is connected to the railway by a branch line. There's a Dutchman nearby named Bergener who's sending a consignment of wool to Delagoa Bay on the 19th. He's agreed to hide you among those bales of wool.
You're sure you can trust him?
Yes, he's very well disposed to the British. Will you take the chance?
I'll do whatever you say, Mr. Howard.
That's right. And with luck, you'll be with your friends on Christmas Day.
What's the date now?
December the 15th.
And I leave on the 19th?
Yes. I'm afraid you'll have to spend the remaining days down here in the pit.
Oh, I don't mind, except for the rats. Oh,
well, keep your candle light, and they'll not bother you. I'll bring you food every day, and let you know when the hue and cry dies down.
I suppose my escape has caused something of a sensation.
Well, I haven't seen any British papers, but I should say at this moment, Mr. Churchill, you're a most famous figure in the British Empire.
Well, I'd rather be a little less famous and a little more comfortable.
Well, there'll be a little more discomfort in store for you when you're smuggled into the truck under the bales of wool. But before you know where you are, you'll be at the frontier. And then, freedom and England.
Freedom and England. Oh, that sounds good to me. But before I leave South Africa finally, there's a lot I want to do and write about. I'll never be able to thank you enough, Mr. Howard. You're one of those good Samaritans you hear about, but seldom meet. I wish to see the British consul, please.
I'm afraid the consul is too busy at the moment to be worried.
Now, my good man, you're being deceived by the fact that I'm grimy and black and disheveled, and generally by the fact that I don't look myself. But I'm not what I seem. I'm white, British, and some years over 21. And I want to see the consul. No,
I'm afraid that...
Millers, I want you to...
Yes, sir?
Oh, what do you want?
Are you the British consul, sir?
I am.
I'm Winston Churchill, escaped prisoner of war. Just got over the frontier. How do you do?
God bless my soul. Winston Churchill. Why, you're the most famous man in the British Empire. Come along inside. What an extraordinary thing. Winston Churchill, eh?
Tremendous crowd on the wharf to meet the boat.
Looks like all Durban has turned out.
We don't think they're there to greet anybody.
Oh, don't hide your head under a bushel, Churchill. They're gathered to welcome the conquering hero.
Just an escapee, that's what I am.
Listen to them.
I can only hear a lot of noise.
Well, it's all for you. Look at the banner, Churchill. Gosh, sir, you have a knack of making your name known. I've heard so much of Churchill that I'm beginning to get tired of the name.
Well, that's something you shall never share in common, my dear fellow.
Brother, come here, you rascal. Jack, you young scoundrel. What are you doing in Africa?
The same as you, Winston. I've come to fight the Boers.
I keep forgetting how time goes on. I've always thought of you as a little fellow, and now, why, you're a man.
19. I'm ready to give old Paul all he wants. I've got a commission in the South African Light Horse.
Then we'll be comrades. That's fine.
Then how was Mother when you left? Oh, very worried about you. The news hadn't come through about your escape then.
I suppose there was a good deal of talk about my exploits.
The papers were full of it. Your name was on everyone's lips. Wait till you get home again. You won't have any trouble winning an election this time.
I'm going to stay out here now till we've got the Boers on the run.
You do think we'll beat them, don't you, Winston?
Of course we'll beat them. But it shouldn't have taken this long to do it. The trouble is that the people at home underestimated the ball.
But now that Roberts and Kitchener are in charge, things should be rather different, don't you think?
Well, we hope so, Jack. But come along and I'll show you round. Oh, it's great having you with me, old man.
I won't be too late to take part in the fighting, will I, Winston?
You'll see plenty before you've finished. If you like, you can come with me on a reconnaissance tomorrow. I'm taking a party out to Hussar Hill.
Any danger?
Well, there's danger anywhere,
I guess. That's splendid. I do so want to see some action.
Don't worry. You will. Maybe you'll see too much. The Boers are wonderful fighters, but they're not to be caught napping.
I think I've been shot, Winston.
Well, let me see.
My right calf seems to hurt a little.
Right calf? I don't wonder. You've a bullet in it.
I say, what rotten luck. Does that mean I'm out of the fight?
It does.
But I've only just arrived.
I'll be helped. Come on.
What are you going to do?
I'm taking you to a dressing station right away. And after that, you're going back to Durban.
Oh, Winston, what a sell.
You've had a taste of adventure, which is more than a lot of young fellows in England have had. And it tastes better than an unquenched thirst. Come on, my boy. We've got to get you better. Is Lieutenant John Churchill on board this hospital ship?
Yes, he was the first casualty we treated.
Where can I find him, please?
He's in a special ward. Just a moment and I'll see.
In a special ward? He's not dangerously wounded, is he?
No, he's progressing very well. His mother thought she'd like to look after him personally.
I beg your pardon?
I said that his mother wanted to take personal care of him.
His mother?
Yes, Lady Randolph Churchill. The name is her ship. She raised a fund and equipped it as a hospital.
And she's here, on board?
Oh, yes. Do you want to see her?
I should say I do want to see her.
What name shall I say?
Tell her Winston Churchill begs the favour of a brief interview.
Winston Churchill? Oh, Winston.
Oh, don't look so surprised. I'm just an ordinary fellow, really. Now run along and please announce me. Letters from everybody, the Prince of Wales among others, all congratulating me on my escape. And this will interest you, Mother. I've had a letter from a group of old and liberals promising me support at the next election. Isn't it marvellous what a bit of adventure and a bit of luck will do?
Everyone's talking about you, Winston. Your escape took hold of popular imagination. But I'm glad it's over.
You worried very much.
Oh, no, not underneath. And yet there were reports that you'd been recaptured, that you were going to be shot. I tried desperately to find out the truth, but no one seemed to know anything definite. And then, on Christmas Day, I received your cable. I thanked God.
I've caused you a lot of worry, haven't I?
Oh, and you've caused me a great deal of happiness, too, so the account's squared.
You must have been surprised to see Jack.
My first casualty, my own son. It was almost unbelievable, Winston. And thankful he wasn't badly wounded.
Oh, he'll be right again in no time.
Not too soon, I hope. Oh, Winston, do you think the war might be over soon?
The tide's turning now. Once we relieve Ladysmith, the end shouldn't be far off.
And then you'll come home and settle down?
I promise, Mother, that this shall be my very last adventure. No more war, no more excitement, just the dull life of a British politician. Oh, dear, I hope it won't be too boring.
Winston, I have some news for you myself.
Good news?
Oh, I think so. From my own personal viewpoint, of course. I'm going to marry again.
Aha! I've suspected that for a long time, Cornwallis West.
Cornwallis West.
Oh, I'm glad, Mother. A lady so young and attractive has no right to remain a widow any longer.
I postponed the wedding just so that you can be present, Winston. I wouldn't have been happy unless you were there.
Well, I do hope you're going to get the happiness you deserve.
I've waited a long time since your father died.
A long, long time. And further waiting is unnecessary. To the health, happiness and prosperity of Mrs. Cornwallis West, once Lady Randolph Churchill, and now just an untitled but very beautiful woman.
Thank you. And I'm still waiting for the moment when you, the most eligible bachelor in the British Empire, will be finally inveigled into matrimony.
Go on waiting, Mother. I don't even think about it. I've been too busy. And it looks as though I'm going to be busier than ever. Oh.
Another epic is drawing to a close. Another adventure in the life of Winston Churchill. The 19th century is waning. History is recording in seared pages the gallant deeds of British soldiers far afield. The fall of Johannesburg and Pretoria. The relief of Ladysmith and of Mafeking. The rout of the Boers. And Churchill is the man of the moment with all the glory of personal adventure and personal danger behind him. On the threshold of statesmanship. Another step towards the realization of his ambition. Imperial Leader.